Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our CPR series looks at certain topics that come up in life, and we attempt to discuss them in a way that relates to everyone. At times, we bring in the arguments of those opposed to the Word in order to practice contending for the faith that God gave His church. It is our prayer that you will be equipped to give a defense for the truths of the Christian faith with humility and respect.
Welcome to Burden and Blessing Podcast. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel. We're trying a new thing today, a three-man podcast. I've got Pastors Neil Radical and Nathaniel Mayhew, our team members from Burden and Blessing, with me this morning. We're trying a different format today, but we're also considering a topic that we're all pretty interested in and we all wanted to discuss. And that topic is church attendance and finding a home church. And the first part of our series is looking at the question, what should I look for when joining a church? So Neil and Nathaniel are with me today. Welcome, both of them. I'm going to start with Nathaniel on this one. Nathaniel, when it comes to joining a church, if you could single out one place to start in answering that question, where would you go?
I wonder if maybe we should even back up one step before that and lay out the scriptural foundation for why you should look for a church to begin with. A lot of people think that they can get away with not going to church at all, and so probably one of the best passages to start with would be Hebrews chapter 10:24, which talks about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So the writer to the Hebrews encourages us that this fellowship, this physical fellowship that we share within a church body, is an important thing to seek, and through it God gives His blessings. So as you're out there and looking at the plethora of churches that are out there, the most important thing to search for is not what kind of programs the church offers, how close it is to your house, who you know that goes there, but rather what that church proclaims. So Jesus spoke about those who would know, you would know a person by their fruit, by their teaching, and it goes back to the truth of God's word, that you will be my disciples indeed, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So as we study the churches that are out there, we want to compare what those churches teach with what the Bible proclaims. And that's where we should seek to then be in fellowship with those that proclaim the teachings of God's Word.
So trying to answer that question, what should I look for in joining a church, is really very similar to why would I even go to church to begin with. Correct. We were kind of talking about this morning earlier, weren't we, where we talked about, you know, some people say, I can think about God on my own, or I can find God in nature. Neil, take us through that argument for not attending church and why it doesn't really hold up.
Well, I think absolutely when people tell me, for example, I feel more close to the Lord out in nature in the mountains, you know, or when I'm at the cabin by the lake, certainly, you know, that's appealing to someone's natural knowledge of God. You know, you can see God's design all around us. But what that does not show us is that revealed knowledge of God through His holy word. So the idea, like Nathaniel was pointing out in Hebrews 10, is that we're assembling together to hear the word of God. You know, if you don't have a Bible with you, or you're not reflecting on the word of God, being out in nature isn't going to help at all. So there's the need to be in church as well. A lot of times, you know, when you make elder calls or you're trying to visit with someone, maybe just a stranger, a lot of people think, well, yeah, I need to go to church. But what's their meaning by that? Are they trying to fill a checkbox like, oh, I went to church this week, I'm a good Christian? Or are they going because they actually need to be at church? And so going back to the whole point of, you know, what's the discussion here? It's, you know, the reason why people should look for a church, you know, and I'm thinking of, you know, as well with the excuses that, well, you can worship God at home, but again, you're not really encouraging and building up anybody else if you're sitting at home by yourself. I think that's an important point.
Nathaniel, you were talking about how church is kind of like having a meal at home. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, sometimes you hear a person in a situation like that where they'll say, you know, I can worship God out in nature. And so one of the illustrations that I like to use is the comparison between feeding ourselves physically and feeding ourselves spiritually. If a person doesn't eat a meal for a week or 2 weeks, sooner or later they're going to get physically weak, and eventually, if they don't continue to eat, they're going to die. And the same thing is also true spiritually, that if you are not feeding, and Jesus uses that illustration throughout the Gospels of him feeding us through his word, if you're not feeding on the word and the sacraments that God has given to us, you're going to die spiritually. So some people say, well, you know, I'm thinking about God when I'm out in nature and I'm at the lake. And so I'll take them back to that illustration and say, is it enough if you're starving to death to think about eating food? Is that going to give you the physical necessities in order to carry your life on? It's not. So going out to nature and just thinking about worshiping God or thinking about reading his word isn't the same as actually receiving those nutrients, that spiritual sustenance that we need in order to sustain our spiritual lives and our faith.
That's actually a really good point, if you don't mind me going further, because I think if you're looking for a church, I think one of the things that an individual wants to look for is, what do they say about the word and sacraments? You know, if we're just going to go into the sacraments for a minute, a lot of the churches explain that the sacraments are a matter of representation or something that, you know, we're doing for the Lord, similar to the person that says, well, you know, I'm admiring God's creation out in nature, whereas we know that the sacraments are actually God serving us in a sacred way that only he can do. So there's something that's really happening there that happens in the Lord's house with baptism and the Lord's Supper. And I think that if we're looking for a church that teaches that sacrament, like Jesus says in John 4:24 to the Samaritan woman, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. So, you know, looking for a church is we're testing the spirits, like we see in 1 John 4. You know, the whole idea is, what are we testing about what they believe? What are we testing about how they do the sacraments? So that, as Nathaniel pointed out, I think really well, that we are actually being fed by the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
This is reminding me of how people view the word church too. I think when people hear the word church and when you ask them, are you going to church, the thing that they most often think of is the building. A church is a structure that looks like it has a vaulted ceiling, and it's got a little cross on the top, and we know in our minds what we think of when we think of a church. But the way that the Bible actually uses the word church is not the building, it's the assembly of believers together. And what makes a church is not the rituals or the traditions or the things that are going on there from our perspective, but it's the presence of God through his word there, which I think is tying into what both of you were saying, where Nathaniel, don't neglect the assembling of yourselves together. That's what's important about church. And then Neil talking about the substance of what we are receiving. If church is all about the outward style and the practices and the traditions that we're used to, we're not going to be focusing on what we're actually receiving there, the substance of it. One phrase that I like to use with people is, church is about substance, not about style. I think so often when it comes to choosing a church, people pick it because it fits with what they think church should be. It's about style. It's about what it looks like on the outside. Would you guys tend to agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or picking a church that is what you want it to be.
There you go, yeah.
Instead of what it should be or what God wants it to be. It's who cares what we want it to be? What matters is what God wants it to be. That's really important.
Yeah. We've already quoted a number of passages so far, the Hebrews one, test the spirits from John, spirit and truth from John chapter 4. But like almost every place where the word of God is talked about being preached in a public way, truth is very important to that. You know, you think of what Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Paul expands on what it means to preach the word, because how you preach the word is so important to hearing that word.
Well, go back to Nathaniel's illustration about food. How you go to a restaurant and you think about, how is that food being prepared? Now, if there was the reputation in the community that, you know, they got rats all over the kitchen and, you know, nobody's washing their hands or the meat that they use is expired, you know, that's going to be a dangerous place to go. That's going to be an unhealthy place.
Quality matters, right? You know, my wife can tell you, I'd love to eat at Wendy's every day. I'd love to have their
four. I forgot you were a Wendy's guy.
With a junior bacon cheeseburger and fries and a drink. But if I did that every day, my body would start to show the signs of that, wouldn't I? I'd start getting fatter than I already am. I wouldn't feel very good inside, because what you take in matters, right? And why do we treat our soul care any differently when it comes to church? Why are we content to put up with cheap substance?
Because food,
if we aren't in our daily lives in other areas,
I think food, disciplining ourselves with our consumption of food is challenging. Disciplining ourselves in the consumption of spiritual food, reading the Bible, daily devotions, caring what our church teaches, that's more challenging, because we got people against us. We got the devil against us. You know, there's way more against us than a healthy physical diet. There's the spiritual armies of the world, you know, against us. Our own weak flesh is against us when it comes to our spiritual diet.
Well, and think about it from this perspective too. It's a whole lot easier, quicker, to drive to McDonald's or Wendy's and buy your meal than it is to sit down and actually make yourself a healthy meal. And don't you think that it's the same thing that's true spiritually? That it's a whole lot easier to go to that big church that's right there on the corner, that has the place where you can put your kids away on Sunday and they don't have to be there in the and you can focus, as opposed to actually digging into God's word, reading it, working to understand it, and applying that to what the church is teaching, to understand whether or not that is teaching the truth, whether you're being fed something that is good and healthy, or whether you're being fed the junk that's just the leftovers. That's what people don't want to do.
Our listeners should read Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. It's exactly what Pastor Mayhew's saying here, where it's so much easier to offer the sacrifice of fools, which is what Solomon calls it, rather than to draw near to hear the word of God and to meditate on that word, especially in our culture nowadays, where nobody wants to sit down and actually read text and actually focus on meaning. It's all about getting some sort of stimulus in your brain or being entertained in some way. We've got to hang on to that vital aspect of meditating in our worship. I interrupted you there, Neil. Go ahead with your point.
No, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to switch gears a little bit, because I think we've definitely emphasized how important truth is. I think the Lord makes it clear that should be our focus, preaching the truth. So that I always think about, just a quick illustration, if you're plowing a field, he talks about not being unequally yoked, but sticking on the truth of God's word. If you have two oxen that are yoked together and one of them is not following the truth, it's going to throw off your plow line. And that falsehood, anything that's not truth that's being shared from the church, is going to hinder the work of the gospel in the community, in the church itself, with its members. So Jesus obviously was clear about the truth of it. But, you know, going a little bit different direction, you mentioned earlier, Mark, about, you know, what a church looks like, or the atmosphere, or, you know, where does style come into play when it comes to a church? I guess my question is, how do we look at it from the external viewpoint? If we're looking at internal, what factors should a person consider when they go to a church? If truth is the priority, would there be reasons that they should not choose a church because of how it behaves or looks?
I think those can be concerns, but I don't think that it's more important than a church that doesn't have the truth. Certainly, I look at it this way, as the truth is what keeps us alive. The truth of God's word is what keeps us alive. Everything else on top of that is an added bonus or blessing. But to have, you know, and we've talked about, you know, a church that proclaims and teaches the truth, but maybe is kind of cold and indifferent when it comes to welcoming people. That's not a good thing. That's something that should be improved upon. But I don't think it's as serious of a plight as a church that's just openly teaching false doctrine.
Yeah, I agree.
So certainly things where we can learn from both perspectives, can't we? I think we're going to try to wrap up here, and so let's just kind of summarize for our listeners here. When it comes to choosing a church, what should we avoid? probably things that hearing a message only that I want, right? Nathaniel talked about basically deciding for yourself what religion you want to follow. We want to avoid that. What it seems like on the outside, the stylistic things, if that's the emphasis, that could be a warning sign that it's that's not a very good thing. Certainly those things should be addressed, but secondary to the truth. And then I think another one which we really didn't delve into is location too. You hear a lot of people say, well, why would I go to this church 15 minutes away when there's one right on my corner, which is a church too? That's not a good reason for choosing a church either. Anything else come to mind as we wrap up for you guys?
Well, I've heard people so much talk about you have to find a pastor that you get along with, or there's so many superficial things that don't really compare when you're talking about the word of Christ. And I think that's what you just emphasized really well. But you hear all kinds of excuses for not going to a particular church, or and what they're looking for. It really kind of shows fruit, like you said right away, Mark. What's their intention? What are they actually looking for at church? Which is a great question to ask someone who's looking for a church. What are you looking for? Or to ask ourselves, you know, for what church we belong to. What are we really focusing on here? What's our main goal for going to a church? What are we looking for?
Yeah, it's not a question that only the unchurched should ask, right? Even those that have been in a congregation for a long time should continually test their own hearts and say, why am I going to church here? That's really, really important. Maybe as a final recap, Nathaniel, if you would, just tell us, summarize the most important point to remember when choosing a church.
It goes back to, again, focusing on what God has revealed and how we and the church is proclaiming that truth of God's word. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to dig into God's word and to compare the teachings of a church or a church body with what God says, but it's rewarding, and the Lord blesses the results. So as we seek for that church, we do so comparing it to what God has revealed to us, pointing us to the cross and to what Christ has done and will do for us in eternity.
Good summary, absolutely. We'd like to thank our listeners here for tuning in again to this podcast. Stay tuned. Keep an eye open for part two, where we examine if I feel like I should leave a church, what are some things that I should focus on in leaving a church? Certainly encourage our listeners as well to continue listening to our podcasts on burdenandblessing.org. Subscribe, you get some podcasts and some post articles as well. And if you have a question that you'd like us to consider, email us at burdenandblessing@gmail.com. The email's on the website too. May the Lord go with you and bless you through the study of His Word.
We hope that you will join us next week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast. Our goal is always to bring you the whole counsel of God. Until next time, go in the strength of the Lord and preach the word.